Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor. I am just so ecstatic about my life. I love my life. And today we're going to talk about two quotes. Two quotes, when used individually, have their own unique power. I'm a strong believer quotes help you stay focused in the moment, help re-engage those thought processes sometimes that we get distracted from by television, news, current events, that nosy neighbor, the newspaper, media, all those wonderful things that every day you hear day in and day out. They just continue to just bring you such wonderful, positive information. No, we're not going to participate in that, remember? So let's get down to business. The first quote is a quote from Jim Rohn. The quote goes something like this. Unless you change how you are, you will always get what you have got. Let's ponder that for a second, or more or less discuss it. If you're traveling down the same road every day when you go to and from work or to and from wherever you spend your time most, you see the same scenery, you have a tendency to come across and meet the same people traveling on the same path that you are every single day, and you wind up designing a life of that being your consistent level of achievement. Also, too, when you have the same experience day in, day out, your mind tends to relax and say, this is all there is. This is all that I see. This is all that I know is possible. And you wind up living your life not knowing about what's on the outside of if you just made a change in what you did or going a different direction. If you make a left turn instead of a right turn, you never know what you might see. You never know who you might meet. That's pretty consistent thought process when dealing with change. Doing the same thing, getting the same result. If you don't change who you are, you don't know what's possible. Okay, so we're going to pause on that thought right now, and then we're going to take a look at the second quote. And the second quote, more or less, is something along the lines of this. Let me just read it for you. No one can bother you unless you agree with them. That thought process by itself, let's talk about that for a second. If you live your life where everything gets to you, and somebody could say something and you automatically react, and you try to figure out what they're saying or what they mean, and you're always reading between the lines, and you always have questions, and you're always wondering, oh my God, what do you mean? Where did you get that from? How did you do that? I wouldn't say obsession per se, but in a way, you want to control everything around you. But in reality, you can't. If somebody says something that upsets you, it's because a part of you sees what they say as true. Now, there's going to be people who disagree with me. That's fine. You're entitled to do so. But stop and think about it for a second. If you felt it was a weakness that you were working on, would you really let it bother you? Or if you felt it was a weakness that you couldn't help, you might feel the need to defend it. Let's put the two thought processes together, and let's read it as a single quote. You won't let anyone bother you if you change what you do. You begin to get different results because you don't agree with where you are. Thought I was just going to read it as a single sentence. I switched it up on you. I actually created a new quote from the two. By disagreeing with where you are, it automatically forces you to change because you seek comfort by habit and default. You don't allow things to manage you. You begin to manage them. And that's the kind of life that you want to have, correct? You don't want to be subject to the circumstance, situation, or what a person says or does directed at you. You want to be in full control. This is an excellent way to gain exactly that, by just beginning to disagree with all the things that you have in your life that you don't agree with and beginning to remove them one at a time. Let's do some homework and let's create a list of all those things in our lives that we don't agree with. Then I'd like for you to find someone to share that list with and see what happens in that conversation. See where that conversation takes you. You might be amazed at the results that you can create from something as simple as identifying what you don't agree with. That's this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.